sorry for that late start. This is Hell with Sweet Corn. It's 4:06 p.m. and it's sunny and it's not that warm anymore, which is really nice because the heat gets to me. I don't know if it gets to you. So today doesn't really have a theme. I relinquished myself from it, but I was on a bus over the weekend because I went to New York City, and nothing makes you make a playlist like being on a bus for 6 hours. And I really had to distract myself because, unlike today outside, the bus was so hot and so sticky. So I did what I always do on a bus, which is make kind of a reiteration of like the same core playlist over and over again of songs that make me feel lightly nostalgic. I guess the term for it, I don't know what the term for it would be. So I'm gonna play a lot of songs from that mostly, and also just some songs I've been listening to lately. So probably embarrassing all told, but that's all right. And I'm gonna talk more about my bus trip because it was really, there's a lot to discuss as far as that goes. I started out with a classic New York band, The Strokes. And next, we're going to move on to a couple really classic songs that make you feel some feelings.
To do. and all the times I had the chance to. I stopped my rambling. I don't do too much gambling these days. These days. These days I seem to think about how all the changes came about my way. And I wonder if I'd see another. If I seem to be afraid to live the life that I have made in song, it's just that I've been losing so
Alright, back to business. You're listening to Sweet Corn. And we just played the Rolling Stones, Nico, and then a Sonic Youth cover of the song Superstar. And we'll be playing more stuff soon, but first I'm going to tell you more about my bus ride on the New York City to Boston Megabus, because there's a lot to talk about. I think I'll be talking about it in three parts. That is, the beginning and the build-up to the peak drama, the cluster of dramatic happenings around that peak, and then later the come-down from it, which won't be as interesting, so maybe I'll skip the third part of my trio. Anyway, so in the background you're hearing 7/4 Shoreline by A Broken Social Scene, which is a good song because it's in 7/4, which is different from most songs. Okay, but the first part of my bus, so it left quite on time at 7:10 p.m. from the point at 34th Street from which the mega bus leaves. And then it was fine. Everything seemed to be well. We hit some traffic, as one always does. It was fine. But then I started to look to my left, and I saw not one, no, not just one, but two couples heavily making out. They're not friends, so it's not like they had arranged this and they were like on some mega bus double date. No. It was actually, they were quite different. The couple in the back was, they're both really attractive, but they were a lot more forward. Like, there was some hand on titty action in the megabus in the daylight. I texted my mother about this much later and she said, "What do you expect? It's a bus at midnight." But this was like 8:30 p.m. I guess you have to admire the boldness, but I really don't. So that happened, and then the couple in front of them really deserve their own description, so I'll get to them after I play some more music. Sorry to be confusing the emotions here. We're gonna move into one newer song and then one older song. So yeah, that's just what's happening. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
All right, so now that I made you sad, I'm going to tell you about the absurd couple I was next to on the bus. At first, I thought they were normal. They were dressed like squares, to say the least. Khakis, striped button-up, everything. But then I look over, they both talked so loudly, so I had to look up from my Susan Sontag book repeatedly, even though I had headphones in. And what did I see on this loud talking boy's phone? None other than a Yu-Gi-Oh game being played. A game's not the correct word, it's a duel. But the fact that it was on an iPhone app, I think I can call it a game. I don't think it deserves the moniker. And I thought, how are you playing Yu-Gi-Oh on your phone and kissing someone? Like, more than I am. It was making me reflect a lot. But also made me get really angry, because when he wasn't playing Yu-Gi-Oh on his phone or like nibbling his girlfriend's face, because that's what was happening, he would blow his nose like a trumpet. I've never heard anyone blow their nose so loudly. Maybe it's because I was on a hot, sticky bus and I was poised for irritation, but I don't like it. But I'm gonna let the song play because I've been requested. It doesn't just play in the background. In my head, it's more instrumental. So I thought it would be good for it, but I'll just let it play out.
I'm trying to
for you, Emma.
His hands are cold, his breath is smoke. I leave him for you. If you want me to, I'll leave him for you. If you want me to, I'll leave him for you. If you want me to, I'll leave him for you. If you want me to, do you forget when we first met? You grabbed my hand, I tore your dress, I felt things I cannot express, but I lost my
So back to my saga of the megabus from New York City to Boston on April 16th, 2017. So like I said, I was next to these terrible couples the whole time. But not only that, what really happened, the really bad thing that really happened, is that I left my wallet in New York City, which I didn't realize until that cursed megabus pulled into a parking lot in the middle of nowhere in Connecticut, and I thought, what fresh hell is going on now? Not fresh hell with one L, because that's me, but fresh hell with two L's. Bad. And I thought, whatever, I'll go pee. I guess I can get some French fries or something, because the only snacks I had on the bus were dried apricots, chocolate, and a protein bar. So I was feeling peckish, and I thought, what the hell? It's my Instagram name, by the way. What the hell? And so we all migrated across the highway to the McDonald's across, and I kept looking in my bag, and I realized I didn't have my wallet, and had to go back to the bus to look for it after I peed. But as I walked back to the bus, as if this whole situation weren't cursed enough, this Connecticut prep boy is standing outside of a car, like in the corner of the McDonald's parking lot, otherwise abandoned, except for myself and these figures peeking up from the Honda Accord that was parked there. And this man is standing there, and he's really typical. He's got like the topsiders, the cardigan over the shoulders, the seersucker shorts, and he's holding a big old can of Bud Light. And I think, oh, geez. But he had the nerve to yell at me, go give her hell. Of course, more emphatically than that just was. And I thought, what are you talking about? Who am I supposed to give hell to? Why are you yelling to me? I'm just a girl wearing a linen sack of a jumpsuit. Don't tell me what to do. Who's her? I'm hell, so I can't give her myself. I'm not gonna do that. But of course, he didn't know my name was Hell. But still, I was so confused, so I yelled back, what? And he didn't give me a clear answer, but he got uglier and uglier the more I looked at him and the more he yelled at me. And that's when I knew it was a cursed night. So I went back on the bus. And to give you a sense of how I was feeling, I'll play you some more songs, because this is also a radio show.
Carina, Carina, get where you've been so long. Carina, Carina, get where you've been so long. I've been worried about you, baby. Baby, please come home. I got a bird that whistles. I got a bird that sings. I got a bird that whistles. I got a bird that sings. But I ain't a god, Carina. Life don't mean a thing. Carina, Carina, girl, you're on my mind. Carina, Carina, girl, you're on my mind. I'm sitting down thinking of you. I just can't keep from crying.
So those were two of my favorite songs, Corinna Corinna by Bob Dylan, and that's from the Freewheelin' Bob Dylan, which is probably my favorite album of his to listen to all the way through. It's really a springtime favorite. And the sun's so hot in here, so that's really all I can play or think about. And then after that, we played one of my favorite classical pieces. I usually just hear it on the piano because it's one of my favorite pieces to play. But that was the version with the cello, which is how it's usually played. That's the Swan from Carnival of the Animals by Saint-Saëns. It's called the Dying Swan in ballet when it's used as a solo. And it was Anna Pavlova's signature piece towards the end of her career. So we'll play a little bit more. That was my bus saga. Nothing interesting really happened after that. It just was stressful, and I was having to call banks, and it was like midnight, and I just wanted to get home. But, you know, things get better is the thing to take away from that, I guess. I didn't have the worst bus experience I could have, I suppose. I'll read you a PSA while this Chopin waltz plays, my favorite Chopin waltz. Well, I'll read you a quick little PSA, and then we'll move into some very different music than what we've been hearing so far. Firearm safety PSA, 4 rules of gun safety. No matter how you feel about current gun laws, everybody should know the most critical rules about handling any firearm. Rule 0, all guns are always loaded. Rule 1, never point a gun at anything you are not willing to destroy. Rule 2, keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you have made the decision to shoot. Be sure of your target and what is beyond it. A public safety message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right. So we're going to move on to, so like I said, some very different music. This is the waltz number 2 in C sharp minor, opus 64.
Well, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, take the elevator, the hotel, you're in Boston. Well, first I'd go to the room where they keep the season. But if I had almost had a girlfriend, then I could look through the paintings. I could look right through them, because I'd have found some. I understand a girlfriend, that's a girlfriend, Z-G-I-R-L-F-R-E-N, that's a girlfriend, baby, that's something that I understand.
A boy playing possum. We'll come back for Indian summer. We'll come back for Indian summer. We'll come back for Indian summer. The Hubbard way. What is that cheerful sound? Rain falling on the ground. We'll wear a jolly crown. Buckle up, we're wayward bound. We'll come back for Indian summer. We'll come back for Indian summer. We'll come back for Indian summer and go a separate way. I touch your hem, you say, let's stroll down Martin Way. Pick plums, abandoned farm. Let norms come to harm. We'll come back for Indian summer. We'll come back for Indian summer. We'll come back for Indian summer and go our separate ways. Cover me with rain. Walk me down the lane. I'll drink from your drain. We will never change. No matter what they rain, we'll come back for Indian summer. We'll come back for Indian summer. We'll come back for Indian summer and go our separate way. Cemetery, picnic on wild berries, French toast with molasses, croquet and baked Alaskas. We'll come back for Indian summer. We'll come back for Indian summer. We'll come back for Indian summer. Cover me with rain.